1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A mix of cheers and boos for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who's speaking to a more than half-empty UN General Assembly after many delegates walked out before he put the spotlight on the war.
The final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again.
President Trump calling James Comey a dirty cop after the Justice Department indicted the former FBI director on charges of making false statements and obstructing justice. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The very fact that the indictment took place after the president essentially called for it publicly is what is raising some concerns, particularly among Democrats.
Get ready to pay more.
President Trump says his administration will impose new tariffs on a range of items, including pharmaceuticals.
CBS's Jesse Mitchell. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. ICE agents arrested 36 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has more.
Officials say 9 of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and/or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. I'm Connie Fellman.
Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions in Wisconsin effective next Wednesday. Civic Media's Savannah Tomayolson has more.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year, providing all kinds of health care, and 3 out of every 5 are covered by Medicaid. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only 2 other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Time for the morning show here on a Friday edition of the show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcoming to the morning show, one of our newest team members around here, sales representative, Aaliyah.
Hello.
Hey, Aaliyah. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. Thank you all for joining us, the best listeners in radio with us. You know it's going to be a good Friday. We got great stuff lined up for you, everybody. Coming up, we're getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, celebrating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will take a short break, get into our news, sports, entertainment, take care of our partners. We'll come right back and play Star of the Day with you with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Got one of Well, I don't know. We can put this to the audience, and I'll ask you two as well.
All right.
If it's the most popular theme song of all time.
Whoa.
So I feel like we're going to give away some free Culvers
today.
That's
a bold statement. A bold statement. Wow.
It may be. It actually came up the other day behind the scenes during when we were getting ready to go out for, not we, but you guys were getting ready to go out on Golden Pond. I'm as bad with this play as we are with sports teams. When we say we, though we don't have anything to
really
actually
have anything
do with
to
the
do
team
with them,
or
right?
anything like that.
You're
that's
in our hearts at all times.
I appreciate that.
We're on this team.
Nice.
We will get into that. We've also got some other fun topics for you coming up today, everybody. Merriam-Webster dictionary added more than 5,000 terms. Ooh. We're going to go over them, see if
all 5,000. Wow.
Every single one.
Watch the clock.
We're going to go through them segment? Fast. Real quick. We got that coming up for you at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, getting some entertainment news. Got a couple of interesting stories here. What Leonardo DiCaprio's name almost was. And what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and your local theater stage. Nudge, nudge. All that coming up. And let me see here. Where was the one I want? Oh, yeah. The top just for kids things, like trick-or-treating or Legos or those kind of things. We're going to get into that a little bit. Someone polled a bunch of Americans and asking what are things that are just for kids but adults like too.
And
we're going to see that
would that mean that they're not just for kids?
Huh?
A conundrum here.
We're going to solve some
stuff today, I think.
All that coming up, and we're going to dive right into this opening topic here. The new iPhone debuts next, has already debuted, but here there's the only phone your kid cares about. It's the only one, except maybe this. A new kid-friendly Wi-Fi phone called Tin Can is all over social media. The target market is nostalgic parents who don't want their kid to have a real phone yet. No texting or apps. It's like an old school landline with a cord and works over Wi-Fi. Only approved people can call it, and you control ongoing calls, outgoing calls as well.
All right. Okay.
The name is a nod to those old tin can phones, of course, that you'd make with a sling. The handset is even curved like a can and with little ridges on it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's basically for 10-year-olds who want a phone but aren't old enough yet.
Huh.
And if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, it's full of nostalgic grab. Pre-sales actually started a few months ago, with the first shipments going out next month. They're on sale now for $75, and new orders ship early in December, just in time for Christmas.
Right.
The as they're calling it, the lame part is it's not a one and done 75. There is a free plan that lets you call other tin cans, but if your kid wants to call grandma's cell or dial 911, you need the quote party line plan for $10 a month.
Of course.
So it's almost another streaming service that you're paying for.
Yeah, right.
I want to...
More phone bills.
I'm pulling up the image of it right now.
Oh, that is very old school. My goodness.
It looks like the one we have on the set of On Golden Pod.
Yeah, right.
It really does.
It comes in white and pink.
It's the one you'd usually find on a wall somewhere, right? The curved one. I think people, if they just get into your mind's eye, you know. The cord on that one, way too short. Way too. I mean, I remember my grandparents had like a way longer cord than that. I mean, jeez.
It's not fun unless you can like tangle yourself
up. Go into like different rooms with it, right?
You have to be able to almost strangle a sibling.
As they walk in, all of a sudden you're...
Not on purpose, of course.
You hear a thud. Hey!
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Do you think that, Aaliyah, do you think that this is something that could, you know, catch on with younger people? You guys, my kids are in their mid to late 20s and stuff. I don't know as much about that part of things as you might.
I felt like I might be targeted on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I do have so many children. And I've got three that probably fall into the key demographic right now. My youngest daughter is 11, and then I've got an 11-year-old stepson and a 9-year-old stepson. They have technology that is more advanced than what I have. So I think if I came to them and said, hey, kid, want this tin can? They'd probably look at me and be like, no, mom, you are insane.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it could be a good way, though, because one thing that I think about with just in general with kids, and this is for every generation there has ever been, how you walk that line of, okay, I want to protect them, I want them to be young as long as possible, but I also need to prepare them for
from the real world. Phones aren't going anywhere.
Right.
You know, it's not as if kids are getting them younger and younger. Maybe this is a little bit the training wheels of a phone before mm-hmm. really getting an actual phone.
When I first saw this article, though, the thing that triggered in my mind is this is about as nostalgic as like our generation going back to vinyl. Mm-hmm. Or even my older kids, I've got a 19-year-old who is all about CDs. And I'm like, we don't even own a CD player. Why?
That's
well,
awesome.
I just like having analog stuff. And I'm like, okay.
which is, well, sort of. It's still digital. I mean,
well, CDs are digital. Yes. but it feels analog in comparison
it's
to streaming.
It's physical, right? You get to the physical thing. Kind of. But my 11-year-old, he would be like, what, you can only make phone calls on it? That's not why I want a phone, dude.
Right.
I want to text. I want to be able to go on, you know, games and stuff like that. That's what he's looking forward to.
I can just imagine them going on this and like, how do I access Roblox? You can't.
Why is this not working? I keep hitting 9.
Is this also a product, and I think we're seeing more of these things too. Is it more, you know, we're saying it's for all the reasons we've been talking about here and everything, but it's also to give like adults a little bit of peace of mind, like like the idea of maybe doing it. Like if they're not going to use it, obviously that goes out the window.
Right.
But the idea of, well, this could, I can control this a little bit more as far as outgoing and going calls and the fear of that right now.
Right. And that's got to have to be part of it. Controlling who they can talk to, kind of thing. But again, I'm just like, not a lot of kids talk on the phone anymore, and I don't know if this is a way to like get them to like call people. You know?
This is true. Like my kids, I think if my kids didn't have to talk to me, they would solely just text me. And you're not going to be able to do that on this. And, and that's how most kids are communicating these days.
Right, yeah.
It also, and I think that we're not maybe seeing maybe the greatest value this could have, the punishment value this could have.
Oh, yeah.
Of not getting those grades or not doing your homework or something. And I'm taking your cell phone.
Take your tin can away.
Yeah, you get the tin can, not the cell phone. You know?
Here's an actual tin can phone. Now you can talk to someone across the street.
Honestly, right? I would just hand my kid a can of peas and be like, go knock yourself out. Have fun. Oh,
and like, I can't hear anything. What's
I like
going
that
on?
Even better. You got to make the tin can. You got to work for it. Get in there. Finish those peas.
Did you guys ever actually do the tin can phone?
Yeah.
When you were kids? I did it. I remember doing it a couple times.
I was not technologically advanced enough.
The string in the can just too much, man. I just can't handle it.
I'm not a crafter.
I don't remember how it went. I don't remember. I know my sister and I did this, and it was mainly just my Nan and Papa giving us something to do. We were just driving them crazy. And so here's a couple of cans. Put some string in it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
You can talk to each other with it. Yeah, really.
I kind of like that part of this, too. And I admit wholeheartedly that it's just nostalgia right into my veins. I admit that. But the idea that even kids learning what tin cans were and stuff, and like not what they were like in this regard. They know what a tin can is. We haven't advanced that much.
No,
we got rid of tin.
No.
There's no more aluminum. What's this, aluminum?
What is this can you speak of? I do not understand.
What is this substance aluminum? I've never heard of. We haven't got that far yet. But you can find the complete article at businessinsider.com. I'm really curious to hear from the audience if they think that them or their kids would be into this. I think there might be some value to it. I don't know how far much there could be. We'll have to wait and see what the market says. But yeah, there could be a little value in that.
I see a lot of parents buying it for the nostalgia of the shape, of the design of it. I don't know about the kids. I don't know if they're going to be willing to do it. Maybe. We'll see.
But honestly, they're targeting us.
It is.
We're the people spending money, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, we go to our old stomping grounds, actually. Police were summoned to an Illinois high school where a pig that apparently escaped from a child's birthday party decided to pay a visit to campus. Evanston Township High School said on social media that its safety department received multiple calls about a fugitive pig seeking refuge at the home of the Wildcats. Evanston Police Department was contacted, and officers Daniel Pack and Jacqueline Roden were called to pursue the porcelain predator. The pig was successfully corralled after a short and slippery pursuit.
Oh, I'm sure.
On their social media, and as you can imagine, there are some fantastic pictures to go along with this one. I don't know. I don't know pigs that well. But that is not what I expected. It's just a little guy.
Yeah, that's a little. That's got to make it even harder, though, man.
Oh yeah,
you got those little ones, like, because they can. If you've ever seen a pig like running, trying like scared and running away, they can turn on a dime like a halfback, man. They should be playing football, yeah, right? You yeah. know, they can.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Did you say it was a pet pig, or did this come from a farm?
I think they said.
Is it from a birthday party?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You did.
Birthday party. So it must have. Maybe it was.
Why is there a pig at a party?
I don't.
Petting zoo.
It must be. That's got to be it.
Well, no, because Evanston, my best friend, went to Northwestern. That is very, very like urban. Yes, so a pig running around the streets of Evanston.
Seems
where,
weird.
Yeah, that's just
it's very noticeable. Yeah. Right?
My mom was going to go to Northwestern and talks about it all the time over that area. I don't remember anything farm like.
No, being not at
up.
All.
I don't anything no. even close.
Plenty of farmland in Illinois, not in Evanston.
Not in Evanston. No.
That pig traveled far. just a funny little guy. There's also I feel like. And I cannot prove this. And I do. I think we do this as a society too much with animals. We put human thoughts in their brains right. when they don't think the way we do. But I, it's hard for me not to believe that this pig doesn't know how silly we look trying to grab it. I don't care if you are the coolest person on the planet. I don't care if it's Timothy Chalamet. You're going to look like a fool trying to pick up a pig and trying to grab an animal. Nobody looks like, and they got to know, right?
They secretly enjoy it. Yeah.
Like, it's got to be part of the reason for the run.
They don't admit it to themselves, but they're very, you know, they're very enjoying
it. As soon as they get back to the pen, you know, when they're talking to the other pigs, you know, they're bragging about it. You know, man, I outran this one guy and he looked fast. I juked him.
Wasn't the sequel to Babe Pig in the City?
Yeah, that's right.
I am. Yeah, you know what?
Maybe it saw the movie.
I know, like he's living out his wildest dreams.
Where's James Cromwell?
I don't know. What's about? Oh, God, great actor. Incredibly tall actor. James Cromwell,
he is very tall.
Was incredibly tall. We are going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. But before we do, you know what we got to do. The Go for the Green of Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest going on locally thanks to our friends at Rapids Transmission. This is your daily chance to win gold jewelry, $200 cash. You win one of those and you get in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I can just live vicariously through you on that one.
Yeah, we're not going to that game.
It looks like a great game, though. It's going to be a prime time game, and you could go, everybody, just by texting us the keyword SEAT. SEAT. Text it to us right now through that Civic Media app. All of our phones will start blowing up, and what we blow up with is pride, because we are so thankful and proud of our community, of our area, representing so well, helping us get some bragging rights with some of the other radio stations in the Civic Media family.
So get off your seat.
Yeah.
Although, actually, you don't need to, because you're just texting it in.
So you can sit down on your phone.
That's true. Then you have to get up and get it out, right?
Yeah. I've never understood how anybody puts anything in their back pocket. I can't.
Oh, I do it all the time.
I admit I have no gluteus maximus. I have nothing back there. But for me, it doesn't work. I can't do it.
As long as you remember it's there.
Texting us on one of those tin can phones.
Yeah, right.
No, why is this not working? I don't understand.
Pull out that Civic Media app. Text us the keyword SEAT, everybody. And a good luck to every single one of you out there. I appreciate everybody not only downloading the app, but playing along in this game.
It's awesome.
Thank you to all of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get in the running for this SEAT. And then be listening at the top of the 11, 1, 2, or 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword to text us through that Civic Media app. We'll get this word out there a bunch. Throughout the hour. SEAT, text it to us right now, SEAT. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Cafe. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Cafe pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Cafe and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long-term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long-term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you, talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. And of course, on a Friday, we're going to celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday birthdays, all thanks to our friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us. Got some great specials going on. And don't forget, everybody, got that getting more and more famous Friday fish fry going on over there tonight. Check that out.
It's one of the top ones in the area. I know that.
Yeah, check that out, everybody. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600. Wish someone a happy birthday live on the air, or get us other birthdays. Whatever you got, we want to hear from you.
We look forward to hanging out with you, everybody.
Or use the text line for something other than contests.
Hit us up.
You got it open anyway.
Smoke signals. Yeah. Morse code. Whatever you got to do.
Semaphore flags. Those don't work really good on radio, though.
Not as much. No. Not as much. We can work. We'll make it work. For our audience, we'll make it work. Aaliyah, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a 3.
All right. Good choice. There we go. They're all good choices. I don't know what I meant by that. Like, there was a bad... I suppose if you had said a color, that'd have been
then
a bad,
it would have been weird. Yeah.
Purple.
Nice. Set the 1 through 3.
2.
All right. That gives us that. And Leah, another 1 through 3.
1.
All right. Gives us that one.
She panicked. I just picked one.
To be fair, she might think that there's a catch. She might think that...
What are you doing?
I've been directed her for 3 months and everything. You know, It's understandable.
What's my motivation? Right.
We dive right in, and first up, we want to wish Civic Media's own Kurt Vollman a happy birthday. Afternoon Music on-air host at WRJN. Shout out to Kurt.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you. Then we want to wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Corin.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy the day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to Sandy Klingforth.
Sandy, happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Sandy. And not the Sandy that qualified, though. Sandy Sanger is our qualifier today. Two Sandys right there.
Oh, congratulations, the other Sandy.
Back-to-back Sandy.
That's really good. I like that.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you, Sandy Sanger. And you're our qualifier for Friday, this 26th. Taking a look at September 27th, tomorrow. Cannot qualify. Although I wonder if she could. I wonder what the technicality on this. What is my ex-wife? Willow is celebrating her birthday tomorrow, and I don't know if she would have been able to qualify or not, but I kind of just took it out of the...
I would probably say no.
I would think she couldn't. You know. But either way, just shout out to her. Two of the three greatest things that I'll ever do in my life happened with Willow, and certainly appreciate her. Her and I, obviously, we didn't get along for a long time there. It's been very cool in the last, I'd say, 5-6 years for her and I to be friends again, which makes it so much better for our kids. It's been really something, and I bring it up in part because we need more of that, but also because I'm just as blown away as she is. I don't think either one of us saw this happening, that we'd be friends, but that's great. It's really good, and I wish her a great birthday. She's amazing. Enjoy your day, Willow. And taking a look at local birthdays, Carrie Fuller is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
We wish a happy birthday to Cheryl Fate. Fight.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Katie Johnson.
Katie, congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you. And September 28th, Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Tony Crato.
Oh.
How would you say that on the top name there on Sunday?
Ooh, that looks...
Let me see.
Crato.
Tony Crato. Crato. Yeah. I'm not sure where the emphasis goes, but yes.
Tony, feel free to call in.
Yes, correct Tony, us. Let us
yell
know.
At us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And know that you can miss say mail off all you want.
Right.
You can miss, mess that one up all you want.
I had a classmate with a Crato is how we said it, but I don't think it was spelled the same way. It was similar, though, yeah. It's French. I know that.
Wishing you a good one, no matter how it's said.
However it's pronounced.
Happy birthday to Joel Jensen. Oh, happy birthday, Joel.
Happy Enjoy birthday, Joel.
And our qualifier on Sunday, Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Happy birthday, Shirley. Happy
birthday. Enjoy your day, Shirley. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish all of you great birthdays and anniversaries. Big time appreciation to everybody that got us these names and anniversaries. We really appreciate you doing
it. Real quick aside here. So for the school play that they're doing, it's a spoof. So the director actually showed the kids clips from spoof movies, including Airplane. So now my oldest is going around saying, don't call me Shirley.
It's that's so great.
Of course.
That's so great. Oh, I love that continues. We take a look at who they share their birthdays and anniversaries with, our list for today. I think I can make an argument for the greatest athlete at what they did maybe ever. Serena Williams is 44.
Wow. 44.
I think we've gotten to see some really amazing athletes in our time and at their prime. And I would say that whether it was Michael Jordan or Walter Payton or some of the people that I've
Tiger
seen.
Tiger Woods or, yeah.
Yeah, Tiger was the next name I was thinking of, too, that were so incredible at what they did. Mm-hmm. They stood out. Even if you know nothing about the sport, you see that individual and you're like, oh, they're different. Mm-hmm. They stand out or something. Yeah. Serena was that to me in all of tennis, men's, women's, it doesn't matter. I've watched tennis my whole life, and I've never seen an athlete so dominant as Serena Williams when she got to her prime, and not just that, but the physical stature of her was just so impressive to me. The way she took care of her body and was able to do what she was able to the point where having birth and then coming back and winning a major.
I mean, that's amazing.
An incredible athlete, incredible human being. And great dancer, too. She's a good dancer.
I guess I missed that part.
She's dancing at the Super Bowl with at the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl. She showed up. That was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
It was great. And Brian Ferry of Roxy Music is 80 today.
Oh, my gosh. Love is the drug for him.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Brian Ferry was a producer a bit, too, wasn't he? Didn't he do some I thought he did something else.
Oh, that's Brian Eno. That's what they had. But he was also a part of Roxy Music. They were both in Roxy Music together. The two Brians, yeah.
I definitely know the difference. I shouldn't have done that. Sorry, Mr. Eno. And as people no longer with us would have been celebrating a birthday today, Olivia Newton-John would have been 77, born in 1948. Yes. Let's get physical. She is something.
Xanadu. Come on, man. Xanadu.
Xanadu is the reference to make. You're right. You're 100. We could have said Greece.
Come on, guys.
Well, thank you, Aaliyah.
I don't truck with Greece. So. Yeah.
But that needed to be said.
Yeah. So she can do that.
I feel some neighbor wars coming on.
Nice. We take a look at Saturday birthdays, and Wednesday Addams herself, Jenny Ortega, is 23 tomorrow. God, she's
23?
She's a baby.
She is.
Oh, my, I didn't realize she was that young. Yeah. It makes sense, but wow.
And she looks crazy. I know she looks younger than she is as well, and that's one of the reasons it works for playing Wednesday. I know it's an older Wednesday, but still. Yeah. Man, she's still so young.
One of the better and more harder working up and coming actors. She's been working hard. She was in the recent Beetlejuice movie Scream 6, I think. And she's been in a couple of other things. But
I do see a pattern.
Yeah.
Kind of movie she's been.
My mom and dad loved that show. Wednesday they were up until like midnight last night watching, because they I get yelled at now. So it used to be if I didn't keep my dad and my papa up to date on sports news, I get yelled at. Now it's Jimmy, you didn't tell me that the other season of Wednesday came out. He was seriously like he wasn't mad, but he was a little like
he was annoyed by it. It's like, why did you tell us, man?
So they're binging it until like teenagers. They're up until like midnight binging the show.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Avril Lavigne is 41 tomorrow.
Oh, God, I feel old. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That one did it. That made me feel very... There's usually one birthday, Aaliyah, that makes us feel very old.
Yeah. I have complicated feelings about that.
Nice. Nicely done.
I think you're the only one.
Well done. I think Lord Michaels is with you on that. Another blast from the 90s. Stephen Jenkins is 61, lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the second mention of Third Eye Blind today.
Oh, yeah, oh it is. Oh, my gosh. That's weird. Mark Maron is 62 tomorrow. Wow. Great podcaster, great talker, very, very good actor, fantastic comedian.
Right.
Fantastic comedian.
I was kind of surprised he's retiring his podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
he's going to do now, but yeah.
Randy Bachman is 82. He is definitely still taking care of business at 82. Definitely. He guest spotted on The Simpsons.
I know exactly where you were going with this. Yeah,
however, that is one of my favorite misheard lyrics. Taking care of business, I always sing baking carrot biscuits.
Nice.
I cannot hear that 100% song
better.
Without saying that.
I think that's all I'll hear now.
You are welcome. That is my gift to you.
Thanks. People no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays tomorrow. Meatloaf, born in 1947.
Meatloaf a day.
I saw him in concert.
Marvin. You did?
Ooh. Oh, I did. It was glorious. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not so much for him. He was at the end of it. It was 2015, and he did not have the chops anymore. But just being in a room with Meatloaf, like, I can die saying I was in a room with Meatloaf. So
you gotta. I mean, when you sit back and look at what he accomplished in his career, I don't think that it. I don't know if it happens nowadays. If he comes out and he has the multiple hits over multiple decades,
right.
The acting career that he had.
Yeah,
a very strong actor.
Yeah.
I know that everybody points to Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I understand why, but. His work in Fight Club mm-hmm. really impressed me.
Yeah.
He really impressed me in that movie.
Yeah.
Totally forget about him being the bus driver in Spice World. Dude, come on. Seriously.
I never saw Spice World.
I got to say, the more I learn about Aaliyah's musical taste, the more I am baffled. I'm just going to say that.
It's going to be
fun. I'm like, what?
It's gonna be fun.
That doesn't make sense, person.
I guess. Wow.
And one of the greatest voices any of us will ever hear, Don Cornelius, born in tomorrow, 1936. Creator and host of Soul Train for so very long.
Soul Train. Thank you very much, Larissa.
Oh, my God, his voice. One of the oldest memories I have is Soul Train. And man, I love that show. And we wrap up with Sunday birthdays. Hilary Duff is 38.
Mm.
St. Vincent is 43, Grammy winner, one of the better guitar players.
Love St. Vincent.
She's so good.
She is good.
She is something. Naomi Watts, 57.
Great actor.
She's in the Divergent movies. She was in King Kong remake and The Ring, of course.
600 movies. Yeah, I mean, she's been in a lot.
The great Mira Sorvino, 58, Paul Sorvino's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Won an Oscar for Mighty Aphrodite, I believe.
Yes, she did.
She was on an episode of House or something, too, that she got nominated for something as well.
Wow.
And recently Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, was she?
She was?
In recent seasons. Not right now, but
right.
And she held her own.
Very well. That's cool. Yeah. There you go.
The great Janine Garofalo is 61, stand-up comedian that many of us grew up on.
90s icon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her and the Ben Stiller. She was one of the from the Ben Stiller show, if I remember.
Yeah,
one of the many fantastic
the
alum from that
cast.
Show. Yeah.
The perfect sketch mm-hmm. comedy cast of the Ben Stiller show.
Yep.
How that show did not last 30 seasons, you know, other than Ben was going on to do movies.
Do other things. Yeah.
So yeah, it wasn't gonna have it last. But I always feel like she was one of those. There's a number of people like this. Sandra Bernhardt. There's a couple of comedians that were big in the 90s, specifically female, and that's mm-hmm. not coincidentally female comedians, that they didn't know what to do with.
No.
So darn talented.
Well, she might have been ahead of her time.
I think that's part of it.
So.
Yeah.
They could not put her in the box they wanted to, and
yeah.
so they just didn't really use her as
right.
much as they should have. Because she's great, and I know for a fact she was trying to get acting gigs and trying to get
she
out
did
there.
She got some pretty darn good roles. Unfortunately, nothing, you're right, but no one ever did anything with it. Copland.
Yeah.
She was really good in that
so good
one.
Man.
Truth
yeah.
about cats and dogs.
Oh, nice,
I never
nice.
Saw that one.
Oh, do yourself a favor.
As a big...
I don't know. I questioned your taste now. I don't know.
Gosh, Seth.
As a big Sylvester Stallone fan and everything, and somebody who respects him a lot, loves his work, Copland is by far and away his acting...
Like, the best thing he ever
the
did.
The greatest yeah. acting he's yeah. ever done.
100%.
You got to watch that movie if you haven't.
I don't
everybody.
Think I've seen that one, so I will watch Copland. If you will watch The Truth About Cats and Dogs, and then we will
nice.
Compare notes.
Well,
I know
if Jeannie Garofalo's in it, it'll be fine.
Yes. I
have you watched
that.
It yet? Knock on the window.
Have you watched it yet?
That's
going to be a segment right there. I'm telling you both. People no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday. A couple of legends. Ed Sullivan, born in 1901, of course, the creator and of the not only Ed Sullivan show, but one of the more important like late night shows there's ever been.
I'm telling you, he broke more acts, big acts than, I mean,
Elvis, the Beatles.
I mean, those are just two of them, but yeah 100, wow.
A really good show.
And then he put on these wild old vaudeville things. It was a... truly a variety show, because he put the Beatles up against like the tumbling Walindas or whatever, you know. He put acrobats on it. It was wild.
And Benny King, born in 1938, Stand By Me, There Goes My Baby, Save the Last Dance for Me, Spanish Harlem.
I mean, how many times, first of all, has Stand By Me been used in films and TV?
Yeah,
I mean, his it's a iconic song.
Yeah,
holds up. We will be back with more fun coming up, everybody, because we got to still give some Culvers away. We got our star of the day on the way right here on The Morning Show.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shelley Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. Congressman Tom Tiffany is officially running for the Republican nomination for governor. He had a launch party in central Wisconsin on Wednesday. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto has more.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share, and I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up the shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away. Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Day one, it's gone.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
In the GOP primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien, who pulled out of a planned appearance at the Manitowoc County Republican picnic last night. That's after reports surfaced that his social media account followed explicit content. Some Republicans are now calling for him to step aside. Congressman Tony Weed of Ashwaubenon endorsed Tiffany's bid yesterday. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy. Easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Imagine you are part of a hit TV show, and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on! In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
I love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Aaliyah, Seth, and I are about to do is play maybe the most famous theme song of all time.
All right.
And if you know it, get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Not only let us know what it is, but maybe even sing along with it if you want to. That's fine, too. But and keep in mind as well, we want to give everybody a chance to play. So if you haven't won, if you have won in the last 30 days, please give it a little bit of time.
Yes.
And we do want to say a gigantic shout-out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Really, wherever you got a Culvers, you got a business that has put it back into the community. We greatly appreciate our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We've done this with them. I mean, we're doing this long before I even got here, and I've been here a while now.
That's right.
We appreciate them. Get ready to call, everybody. 715-424-2600, like this person right here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Gilligan's Island.
It's a great guess. It's a great guess for not me playing 1 second of it. That's a great guess. Nice job. Nice job. That's not it. That's it.
Although, that is a very famous one, I have to say. But
it's
yeah.
a great, yeah.
yeah.
I will say this. If it had been that, I would buy him Culvers.
I mean, like, that would have been amazing.
He'd have gotten
yeah.
two meals out of that, man. Because right. I'd give him the free Culvers and I'd give him some myself. Get ready to call up or use the Civic Media app, everybody. That same app that you are texting the word seat to us with to yep. play along with our Go for the Green or Gold mm-hmm. contest. As long as you've already texted seat, you got the whole thing out.
Yep, that's
get
right.
ready to call us up with it and tell us what TV show this is from.
It is famous. I'll admit it.
And let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to say Cheers.
Yeah
you got
correct,
it.
Sir, you that's are correct. Right. We got to make this, of course. I don't know if I have my winning bell.
We don't have the winning bell. I forgot about that.
Well, you win either way, sir. Congratulations on that one. Knew that one right away, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Were you a fan of the show?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, yeah. Seen every
the
episode.
Old-timers, Ted, and yeah.
Oh, back yeah. in the day. Yeah, right. Coach.
Yep. One of the few shows where they lose two main actors, or at least, you know, main mm-hmm. to the core of the show with
sure.
Coach and then eventually Shelley Long
yep.
and bring them on. And I don't think that Woody was better than Coach. I just think that he fit the show a little bit differently.
They did a very good job of making him very different from Coach, too, in a lot of ways.
So. Yeah. I really think that Christy Alley was way better than Shelley Long. I thought she was great.
I will join you on that.
Ooh. I thought she was good. Sir, we appreciate you listening and playing along. Thanks so much. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air, but your first name?
Donald.
Yep, I thought so. It's good to talk to you again, sir. Thank you for calling up. We'll talk to you in a moment, get that information from you off air. But Donald, you are our winner for the Star of the Day for this Friday.
Yeah, woo!
Congratulations. And of course,
Now, why did I choose one of the more popular ones that we have not only done, but one of the most popular, if not the most popular theme song of all time? Well, Cheers premiered on September 30th in 1982. And so just in a couple of days away from the anniversary of Cheers.
1982, wow.
It's crazy.
That was, and it's weird that I think about that show and how universal it was. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we look at the 90s and we think a lot about Seinfeld, you know, it seemed like everyone was watching it. It really seemed like everyone watched Cheers.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
On paper, a show that probably shouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a show about a bar or centered around a bar or where the location doesn't change very much.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that works with sitcom television, especially in reasons they go to family sitcoms, is multiple rooms, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, yeah, all of
living
that.
Room, all that.
Cheers, you barely ever left
three
Cheers.
Rooms. Yeah. There were like, three rooms. That was it.
Yeah, yeah, it was riveting. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bar, the
back room, and then pool Sam's room. Office, right?
Yeah. 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 So you have to have actors and dialogue that can carry that.
Right.
Yeah. It's really impressive, not only that they were able to make that show successful, but the seasons that they
11
had.
It was 11 seasons.
Yeah, wow.
Just three rooms, basically.
And the more I get what is a hit in television, what is successful in television, the older I get, I really genuinely think that the way to show success is you start out with these main characters and you're able to create multiple characters that the audience knows and cares about mm-hmm. going off of that. It starts out with, you know, of course, Sam and Diane and so much of that and everything. And all of a sudden, everybody, as our caller Don was mentioning there and stuff, you've got the guys at the end of the bar. Everybody says Norm.
And there's Cliff and there's, those guys.
It's so relatable, though. Like, the characters are timeless and they're every man, every woman, or every person. So, yeah.
And the actors were all fantastic.
Yeah.
And those characters were not only so good, they were able to do spin-offs of mm-hmm. those characters,
right.
which is the next biggest compliment I think you can give to a show of being able to spin off of it.
It was almost more successful than almost. I wouldn't say quite, almost.
Mm. And rebooted again, right?
What's that? Frasier.
Yeah. Frasier has been rebooted yet again.
Be listening every Friday for another edition to be our next star of the day, everybody. We're going to have another good one lined up for you next week. I guarantee you'll be listening for that. We'll be back with more show.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. We know Don is. Don's having a better Friday. Just won himself some free Culvers.
Yeah.
Be listening next Friday for another edition of that. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers, and a shout out to all of you. They were playing along, mm-hmm. and of course have been playing along for the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest, brought to you proudly locally by Rapids Transmission. Your daily chance to win gold jewelry, $200 cash. Win one of those. Get in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets in November.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is text us that keyword, SEAT. Text that to us right now, everybody. Don't even wait. Get it out of the way. SEAT. Get off your seat and text us SEAT.
Yes.
Or do it from your seat or wherever you like. Text us that keyword. Thank you so much, everybody already playing along. We appreciate you. Be listening at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword. Get in on the winning. I do want to remind everybody, I do believe that the gold jewelry they're talking about is not the old Run DMC thick rope. I was a little disappointed by that.
Wow. If they're giving those away, man, wow. I'd be impressed.
I'd like to see that. Maybe that'll be the next contest.
I would like a Flava Flav clock.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Gold, of course. It's got to be gold.
Merriam-Webster which Merriam-Webster's defines as okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself here. Merriam-Webster has announced a major update for their 12th edition of the Collegiate Dictionary. They are adding more than 5,000 terms, including these that we have right here.
Okay.
Now, I think that we can have some fun with these, either learning some or kind of critiquing if does that really belong in there. I also think there's the other side too of being like, oh yeah, that belongs in there.
Mm-hmm.
I may be a little biased about this one, but beast mode, which Merriam-Webster defines as, quote, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower or an opponent in a fight or competition. This became famous from Marshawn Lynch in his run.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that the first real, I'm sure the word was around before that,
yeah.
but that might have been the first, like, widespread use of it.
Well, beast mode was in video games for a long time.
that's true.
Altered Beast or whatever that game
you
was.
You were correct. Was it was Altered Beast. Yeah, yes.
A great Sitting game.
Figuring out how you could get that on a Scrabble board.
Is it two words or one? Beast mode, is it two or one word?
Oh, beast mode is one word.
It is one word. Oh.
No, I'm sorry. It's two words.
It is two words.
I assumed it. No, it's two words.
I thought it could be a hyphenated word. Anyway.
I was curious myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I love the idea of you can only add new words that will work on a Scrabble board. I love the
idea. That should be the parameter.
It should be. It should be.
Well, beast mode
I'm calling it now.
No. another one. Dad bod. A physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular. This is why has mom bod not been made popularized? Why is that not
I don't
Now on one side of this, I love the idea of us embracing, you know, not whatever the idea of the quote unquote perfect body and all
right,
that stuff,
right.
which is overrated and half the people don't even find perfect anyway.
Right.
But I also am like, well, you know, we probably should be doing this for women. We probably should be like we
that might get you slapped.
It might, but I mean in the idea of...
Can you imagine like going up to a lady, hey, nice mom bod.
I would never
You're going to get slapped with her purse, you know?
If I was paid in a movie to say that, I'm not even sure if I would. I'm not sure. But I do think that as far as our opinions of these things right. and the way we look at them and stuff, because of course we normalize it for men, it makes sense. We would do that, of course, but right. I don't like necessarily that it isn't all for all that we're doing now.
Right.
And I also get it. It basically Leonardo DiCaprio.
And definitely, definitely don't go up to a woman and say you've got a dad bod. Don't say that.
No,
you're
no.
really going to get trouble then.
Trust me. No. I'm not that
familiar. Right.
Dumb phone. Just all one word. A cell phone that does not include advanced software features, such as an email or an internet browser typically found on smartphones. I've never heard
phone.
That before.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before.
I know there's flip smartphones. I know that. But still, that's what I always think of when I think of a dumb phone.
I kind of like that they included this one. I'm just a little surprised it wasn't included sooner. Farm to table.
Oh, yeah.
Their definition involving or advocating the direct sale for and distribution of food from its point of origin to customers.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel so strongly about this, but is that hyphenated?
Yes.
I think that one is. Yes.
That one is. That is, like, is it supposed to be?
I don't know, but I'm having a very visceral reaction as you're saying these words because I can't see them on your computer. No, you don't have to show me them.
I love it.
It's just are they hyphenated? I must know.
I need somebody that is really good with grammar around. So that's fantastic. Hard pass. Hard pass shows up next. Quote, a firm refusal or rejection of something such as an offer.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I've used that on occasion myself.
Yeah. I feel like as soon as I started using that, my students stopped. Like as soon as
this is done. This is dead now.
It's no longer cool.
I have noticed that if they're using a word or a slang term I don't like, I will start to use it just so that they will not.
Because they will stop using it. Yeah.
We do this around our Gen A children all the time. Nice. They do not like us saying bruh. say it.
That's good.
I'm afraid that mine, if I started doing that, he'd be like super Aussie. Oh, yeah, all right. No, because we've already said stop doing that.
It cracks me up, though, when they'll come up to their dad and they'll be like, bruh, dad. And they'll just look at them. I am your father.
It's very confusing. What are you doing? What are we talking about here? Yeah.
Of all the people you can't call bruh.
Seriously.
Top of the list. Love language. Quote, a person's characteristics means of showing love or care for another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one I'm really good with. I think that's one that we got to get more and more in the lexicon. Mm-hmm. I think that in many ways, it not only would help us understand our own love language better, but that the fact that we make this much more of a normalized thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fingerprints are different. Everybody loves different. Everybody receives love different and gives it differently. You know, you're fortunate every once in a while that you do run into people that have a similar one or something. But I think just like opposites attract, oftentimes different love languages attract. Mm-hmm. And that can be very difficult on a couple when I speak Italian and they speak German. And it can be difficult to kind of try to, figure that out.
Right.
But it works. Mm-hmm. You just got to make it work. You just got to find a way. I think that's one of the things we should be thinking and talking about a little bit more with all generations. I like that one. Pretty conservative.
Is that really the word?
Petri chur tar. Oh,
is it petrichor?
Yes, it is. Oh. Now I don't know.
Is it the smell of rain?
Quote, a distinctive, earthly, unusually pleasant odor that is associated with rainfall, especially.
It is petrichor.
Nicely done.
I don't know if I've ever heard that word before.
I have not.
You don't see it in memes all the time. I see it in memes all the time.
I don't do social media, so I miss a lot of that.
And I'm not cool.
I mean, I knew that, but.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious. Thank you. I could not have said that word. I don't know why. I've never seen that one before. Interesting. Now I want to know it better. Riz, quote, romantic appeal or charm. They have riz.
Yes, it is I found this from my children, which they stopped using, by the way. But nice. Riz is a shortening of charisma. Charisma. See, that's the connection.
So I was today years old when I learned the definition. I've been too afraid to even use the term because I didn't know what it meant.
Right on.
Because I'm an old fuddy-duddy.
Well, I wish kids would do that. It's not throwing words around they don't know what they mean. Yeah. That's smart.
And now I said fuddy-duddy, and I don't know if it's hyphenated. So someone text us and let me know if it's hyphenated.
Yes, please.
She's in a real crisis here. She is. It's really.
I'm in a grammar crisis.
And side eye, that is hyphenated.
Okay. That makes sense.
A sidelong glance or gaze, especially when expressing scorn, suspicion, disapproval, or veiled curiosity.
Mm. You see,
it's a wide range.
That is a wide range. I didn't realize that.
Veiled curiosity. I don't know. That's an interesting term right there.
The side eye is good. I like the whole concept of the side eye. It's even better if you can raise one eyebrow at the same time.
Yes.
Works like spectacular. That's the way to do it. Yep.
If some of these terms seem like they've already been around for a while, it's because the last update to the hand copy of the Collegiate Dictionary was 22 years ago. The new edition will be released on November 18th.
Well, now that makes sense, because a lot of those terms are a lot older than I thought. They've been around for a while,
Coming across the story, my brain immediately went to them adding new words, which we've done that story many, many times over the years.
They do that a lot,
I didn't really think about it as terms. That's interesting.
That's cool, though.
Go to Merriam-Webster. Or you can go to AP News. They've got a great article on this one. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. I don't know. Now the next one I want to know is, what are some terms that they should be adding? And we'll put this to the audience, of course.
And who decides that?
That's a great... The parameter on these things, I've wanted to know for at least 10 years.
Is someone sitting in a room, like, just throwing, you know, darts at a dartboard? Let's add this word.
It's just one guy. That's why it took so long. It's just one guy doing all these things. Oh, a new word today. What is this word? Yes, we will put this in next time. Yes.
It's like consulting a Ouija board. What should I put? All right, we
got to go down to the basement, and we got to go talk to Larry. It's time. We've got to add some poor phrases. Larry. And everything.
Poor Larry.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you people want from me? I added words 22 years ago.
Finally let him out after 22 years.
Love language. What do I know about love language? I've been in this basement 20 years waiting for these guys. Dumb phone. I'll tell you what a dumb phone is. Beast mode. I think that actually exists. I don't think that's a joke at all. Actually.
Okay.
Larry exists. I think
Larry is a guy.
He's working at Merriam-Webster.
Yep.
We are working hard for you, everybody. We'll be back with another hour of show. We'll kick it off with entertainment news and wrap up with our schedule and some good stories of the day. One of those good stories is the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest, locally brought to you by Rapids Transmission. Your daily chance to win some gold jewelry, $200 cash.
Oh, more
maybe a chance to win that Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets in November. Text us that keyword seat, everyone, and be listening for the next word coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. Speaking before the UN General Assembly today, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu railed against countries that support Palestinian statehood. He says it sends a message.
It's a very clear message. Murdering Jews pays off.
CBS's Olivia Gazis is at the UN.
At the start of the prime minister's remarks, a protest by a number of delegates who decided to leave the room.
President Trump's just spoken with reporters outside the White House about former FBI Director James Comey's indictment. Asked if other opponents will be indicted.
Frankly, I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
Reaction after the Commerce Department reported an inflation gauge favored by the Fed ticked up from 2.6 to 2.7% year over year in August. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The investors that I'm talking to are saying, look, inflation is still stubborn or persistent.